Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at two locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsell at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsell and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. something good.
Welcome to another edition of the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as I bring back a friend, Marvin Leathers, on the show as we talk about Rebel Jam. Right now, he's at Above the Garage Studio, and we are going to have a great conversation about a special young man who's going to be a recipient of Rebel Jam funds this year. But we're going to talk about the background of Rebel Jam. For those of you who are new here, I wanted you to know what Rebel Jam is about, and I'd like to welcome Marvin Leathers back to the show. Welcome back, Marvin.
Hey, Mark. Thanks for having me back. It's great to be here to talk about Rebel Jam.
Always glad to have you, my friend. And this is a music festival and charity that benefits some special people each and every year. And this is the fifth annual, correct?
This is the fifth annual Rebel Jam, and you're exactly right. It's first and foremost a charity, but after that, it's a music festival. That's the mechanism by which we bring in money to cover medical costs for someone who's got a significant need in that area.
How did Rebel Jam get started? I know that it's based out of Winfield, Alabama. We have a lot of supporters in Winfield that follow the show, but what is the foundation of this organization? How did it begin?
It began with a good friend of mine and a bandmate of the I-22s. That's a band I'm in. His name's Anthony McCaleb, and he has a stepsister named Abby Drummond who got sick and needed some medical supplies quickly. And they didn't know what to expect, but they asked their friends who were fellow musicians to come together and put on a concert for Abby Drummond. And that was 5 years ago, and so it worked. A lot of money was raised, and she got to use that money towards her special needs medical assistance. And we just continued it the next year, which is when I got involved. And we have a committee. Several people make this happen. It's a small committee, but it's a music festival. It's a charity. It happens in Winfield, Alabama, and this is our fifth year.
I know that, as you mentioned, this helped Abby, and then you all got together and said, that was so good, let's do it for other people. Where did that initial idea come from to extend it out beyond Abby into other families, other individuals?
You know, I think it came from Anthony McCaleb. It was something that he had such a positive experience with raising funds for his stepsister, Abby, that he wanted to do something good in the community. And so he involved some of his friends like me and some of his fellow churchgoers at the Methodist Church in Winfield, Alabama. And some other people who aren't affiliated with the Methodist Church got involved. And it's a small committee. And we love music. We love, it just makes you feel good to help somebody that really needs it. And, so, you know, the next year happened and Celia Grace Hamlet of Winfield, had a rare disorder, and, it was really touch and go there for her family, for a long time. But she was the second recipient at the second annual Rebel Jam, and she made medical history. Around this time, a new medical treatment was devised, the money that we raised helped her go get this new treatment, now she's doing fantastic. Whereas they thought before, you know, it could have had a very bad outcome.
One of the things that I wanted to bring out was the success of the event, as you've been a part of it since the second annual. What growth have you seen from second, third to fourth? And now, of course, there's great expectations for the fifth, but what have you seen for those 3 years you've been involved with it?
I've seen the crowds grow. I've seen people in the community become more aware of what we're trying to do, which is just get together, listen to some music for free, and take up donations. And we're getting more and more donations as the years go on. And people are just becoming more aware that this is an event that's going to keep happening. And we can really make a difference in people's lives, especially children who are having some serious medical issues. So I think in the area of growth, the bands always get better. Not saying that the bands in the first few years who were local bands weren't professional or anything like that. But we get higher caliber acts each year to perform music free in the community. And so seeing the bands, the quality of musical acts get more and more interesting, more and more diverse, and just more musical to a community of music lovers like we are here in Winfield, which is just south of Muscle Shoals, and that with its great history of soul music. We love the fact that we can put on a premier music event here. So that's probably the biggest area, the biggest areas of growth I've seen is increase in community involvement and the band's just getting better and better.
That increase with community involvement also is very attractive to business owners, to those who might consider sponsoring. How have you seen as far as growth of sponsorships for this event?
People are really open to sponsoring the event. You know, it takes money to put it on, to rent the stage, and you know, the various costs, the electricity and things like that. Which reminds me, I've got to go get the power turned on for the facility coming up. That's another thing on the to-do list. But the people in the community who own businesses in Winfield are very generous, and in the surrounding Marion County, Alabama area, and even outside the area in the broader region, we just keep growing and we keep getting more and more donations to help out, put the event on, and to help the child who really needs some financial assistance.
Are we going to be setting up the inflatable stage again this year?
Yeah, we will. We had inflatables last year. You know, it's a family-friendly event. There's a kids' corner with inflatables, bouncy houses, so the adults can come in their lawn chairs. We say bring a lawn chair. We do have some chairs, but we say bring a lawn chair so you can be super comfortable and just let your kids play and listen to some good music outside on a nice spring day. And we've done that with Abby Drummond the first year, with Celia Grace Hamlet the second year, with Raiden Wright from Brilliant, Alabama, who had severe epilepsy. Then last year with Kenley Galbraith from Hamilton, and this year with Asa Flippo from Sulligent. So we go outside and we listen to live music and we take up donations for a person who really needs it.
How did you find out about Asa Flippo?
Asa Flippo, through I believe, I think it was through Cassie Hamlet, who Celia Grace's mother brought it up at the committee meeting. I could be wrong about that. My memory's not so great on that, but I think it was Cassie, Celia Grace's mom, who brought up Asa and Asa's particular set of challenges. And I can talk about Asa a bit right now, if you don't mind.
Yeah, jump right in, Marvin.
Yeah, so Asa's from Sulligent, Alabama, which is in Lamar County, I believe, and it's not too far from Winfield. This is, you know, these are all little towns in northwest Alabama. And Asa is a year old. Asa's a boy, son of Corey and Leslie Flippo. And at about 10 months old, he got diagnosed with a leukodystrophy. Now, a leukodystrophy is it's a group of disorders. The one he has is called Alexander disease. And these are genetic disorders that affect the white matter of the brain. The white matter in the brain, of course, is like the electrical insulation sheath that's around all of our neurons that fire electricity. So if you don't have a good electrical insulator, you get misfiring of the neurons in the brain. Just not to go into too much detail on that, but it can lead to an abnormal growth of the white matter in the brain that's necessary for normal brain activity. Seizures are common, and he's had some serious seizures, two of which have resulted in him being airlifted to Children's Hospital. And for Alexander disease, treatments are only supportive. This means that where there's various medications, there is no known cure at this time. However, Asa is going to be traveling to Pennsylvania, and this is the main reason we're having the event is so he can come to Pennsylvania and get some experimental treatment in an ongoing clinical trial for Alexander disease. It'll be one of the first treatments of its kind in the country, in the world. And without that treatment, we could have a really bad outcome. So we want to get Asa Flippo's family, Corey and Leslie, up to Pennsylvania to get this new treatment and this new clinical trial for Alexander.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Marvin Leathers, and we're talking about Rebel Jam supporting Asa Flippo this year. Rebel Jam recipient, this event's taking place April the 20th. And Marvin, if you'll stick with me, we'll do another segment, and we'll talk about the level of bands. You talked about the fact that it's increased each year. Let's talk about those bands and what they're bringing to the table, okay?
Sounds great.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Coleman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them The Mark White Show sent you.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, Western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Kid on second base wants dad to watch him play.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad to have this guest on the line with me. He's a buddy of mine from Winfield, Alabama, Mr. Marvin Leathers. We have been talking about Rebel Jam. He's talking to us from above the garage studio. I've been in there before. It's a great studio. As a matter of fact, I'm using microphones to do this conversation that he recommended because of his system. It's an amazing location that you have there, Marvin, an amazing setup.
Oh, thank you very much, Mark. I'm glad the microphones are working out well for you. You know, I'm glad that, you know, when you came to Above the Garage, my little studio here in Winfield, we got to do some recording and we had a great time. So I'm glad those mics are working out. And I mean, your audio sounds really good. So
that was a lot of fun. And speaking of audio, speaking of music, you have some great bands that are going to be at the Rebel Jam this year on April the 20th. Let's talk about the musical talent that will be at this event to support Asa Flippo.
Right. So Saturday, April 20th at 2 p.m. in Winfield, Alabama, we've got four bands that are coming in series. Starting at 2 o'clock, we've got the Goat Hill String Band. The Goat Hill String Band is a really interesting act. They use bluegrass instruments, but they don't just play bluegrass songs. They play all kinds of music, and it's very, very musical in terms of the instrumentalists are fantastic. The crowd really loves what they do and what they put out when they play these variety of classic songs in a bluegrass style. So they'll be on at 2. That's the Goat Hill String Band. A friend of mine, Patrick Reed, is one of the main members of that. And he's out of Birmingham. He grew up in Winfield, though. At 4 o'clock, we've got Backdraft. Backdraft is a group that, they're in, Eldridge, Alabama, and the surrounding areas is where their members come from. And Backdraft plays a mix of classic hits. They are a really talented group of people. There's six members in the band, and they do things from country to rock and roll to soul to Muscle Shoals sound music. So Backdraft to be at 4 o'clock. Then at 6, we have our headliner, the Connection Band. The Connection Band is out of Birmingham, Alabama. We met the Connection Band through Erskine, who works at Bailey Brothers Music in Birmingham. He's a fantastic bass player, and he's like, we've got this band, and Anthony McCaleb, who started Rebel Jam, was in there one day talking with Erskine about guitars and at Bailey Brothers, and he was like, hey, we've got this festival. Erskine's like, I've got this awesome band that tours around. The Connection Band is going to be your R&B and soul. It's going to be different than Backdraft. It's going to be different than the Goat Hill String Band because you've got bluegrass with the Goat Hill String Band. You've got classic rock and roll with Backdraft. With the Connection Band, it's going to be funkier. It's going to be more R&B and more soul-based music. And we're really excited to diversify our lineup and have them come. They're the headliners. And lastly, at 8 o'clock, because a lot of people might duck out, and we want to make sure our headliners, the Connection Band, get seen at 6. We've got another band at 8, the I-22s, and that's an Americana band playing stuff like John Mellencamp and Tom Petty and the Allman Brothers. I'm a member of that band. Anthony McCaleb, who started Rebel Jam, is also a member of that band. And we'll be playing after everybody's there to see the headliners, the Connection Band.
Now, there are going to be other things happening during this event.
Oh, yeah.
Other than the music. Let's talk about what people can expect, maybe the bake sale and other interesting activities that will be going on.
We make probably half of the proceeds that will be going towards Asa Flippo will be made from the bake sale. Celia Grace's mother, Celia Grace was our second annual Rebel Jam recipient. Kathy Hamlet is heading up the bake sale. She's on the Rebel Jam committee, and she does a fantastic job with that. The bake sale is a large event. Lots of people from the community contribute cakes and pastries and various confections, and we have cake auctions in between the bands playing. MCs will get up and auction off cakes. And of course, you can come around to the bake sale, and if you're like, I've got to have that, you know, you can certainly buy it. But there's auctions as well, and that's really brings in a lot of the money. It's surprising the sweet tooth that Rebel Jam attendees have, and how much goods come in from the community, how many baked goods come in from the community, and how much go to people in the audience who are just like, wow, this is really fantastic, next level baking. I'm going to go grab something from the bake sale. There, you know, like we said, there's bouncy houses for the kids. There's the bake sale going on. There's Ham Bones. Ham Bones is a great barbecue restaurant, and they'll be selling barbecue sandwiches. They're local to Winfield, Alabama. We'll have soft drinks as well. And I need to mention, we've got a new thing happening this year. It is a bike ride, a motorcycle ride, those kind of bikes. All proceeds from it go to Ace of Flippo. It's a bike ride and bike show. It'll be $20 per motorcycle. They're going to be there before the music kicks off. The motorcycle riders will come at 9 a.m. to register. Then they'll have their KSU, which is kickstand up, at 10:30 a.m. That's when they take off and ride their route. And then the bike show will be at 12:30. And this is all taking place behind the Citizens Bank in Winfield. That's 236 Bankhead Highway. So we're going to have a lot of motorcycle guys and girls coming to Rebel Jam this year to be a part of this big ride and bike show.
And hats off to the first responders who will be involved with that. I know Marion County in the past has served to help with routes, and then also Winfield Police Department.
Yes, we have really good support from our first responders in the Winfield Police and Fire Department. And we really appreciate them allowing us to have a safe, nice motorcycle ride.
Obviously, you want support from Winfield, and we expect support from Winfield community. But then the surrounding areas and beyond, as you mentioned, there's one band coming from Birmingham, Alabama. And then you have people that we want to travel a couple of hours, 3 hours. It's not that big of a drive to Winfield. We'll try to be there ourselves as the Mark White Show, and that's not too far of a drive from even Athens, Alabama. But if people want to support a young man who's going through a very difficult time at just 10 months old with this diagnosis of leukodystrophy, then they need to make the trip down to Winfield and make a difference in this young man's life and his family.
Yes, I hope that everyone listening that's not too far away can come and attend the event in person. But if they can't, you can go to our Facebook page, which is called Rebel Jam. Just search it on Facebook, and you can contact us at rebeljamfestival@gmail.com. That's rebeljamfestival@gmail.com. And you can donate to us through our email address. We're setting up Venmo and PayPal, so we can take donations for Ace of Flippo for people who might not even be able to come to the event.
That's great. Makes it easy for people to go to rebeljamfestival@gmail.com, send an email there, donate that way, and support Ace of Flippo and his parents, Corey and Leslie Flippo. An amazing effort, the Rebel Jam. And Marvin, I appreciate you and your team of people who come together every year as a board to make a decision on who to help and then putting on a wonderful event for your community.
Thank you very much. We're looking to get, you know, Aces from, Aces from Selligent, and it's just right down the road from Winfield. We're looking to get a lot of people coming from Lamar County and Selligent. Hopefully some people from Vernon will come, and some people from Fayette County and Fayette will come. We're advertising on the radio. But as for the people working on the event, we just feel good doing this stuff because, you know, Asa and like all of our previous Rebel Jam recipients have a need, and we can come together as a community and serve each other's, meet each other's needs by, you know, by having fun, listening to music, donating some money, and it's just doing simple things like that can be really life changing. So all of us at the Rebel Jam committee, we just feel good about our participation in this, and we're looking for the best outcome for ASA, and we want ASA to be able to get up to Pennsylvania to get this experimental treatment.
Again, bike ride and show brought to you by Rebel Jam in Winfield, Alabama, April the 20th. $20 per motorcycle, registration at 9 a.m. Kickstands up at 10:30 a.m. The show at 12:30 behind Citizens Bank. That's at 236 Bankhead Parkway Highway. And then Rebel Jam at 2 o'clock beginning. And you can be a part of this effort at behind Citizens Bank as we support Asa Flippo and his family, April the 20th. You can also donate again, rebeljamfestival@gmail.com. And Marvin Leathers, it's always a pleasure to have you here on The Mark White Show.
Man, thank you so much. This is going to be very helpful to Asa and his family. We appreciate your support, Mark, and all the good that you do. And I was happy to be here to talk to you today.
Absolutely, my friend. Folks, here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I want you to share this show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them make a decision to help Asa Flippo and his family during this time through the Rebel Jam event. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, Western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
For all your strawberry needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm. Strawberries. Let's go, Daddy.
Shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown.
These are my kind of people.